and gentlemen, let's get ready for Christmas!
Music.
This is Optimus Prime, and you are listening to The Masters of None.
Masters of None.
There's another podcast out there called Masters of None. Check them out. They're very funny guys.
Craft Radio.
This is Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to Masters of None.
A comedy podcast that doesn't suck.
Masters of None.
We talk about and debate the best and worst of pop culture, man. Interview celebs and often make offensive jokes.
This is a comedy podcast that they say doesn't suck.
Okay. Masters of None.
Brought to you by the Simply Syndicated Network, lubricated by Blue Point Beer, and live on morelikeradio.com. Season 11, Episode 19.
What's going on, everybody? It's Masters of None. I am Jay. With me is Art.
You.
And Mike.
Hi.
Happy Christmas, everyone.
Hey, happy.
Live. We got the chat room going on. I got a shout out Sarah and Ed and what does that say? Farkas?
Farpun.
Farpun. And I can't read them.
Kev B, JT, Carlos, and Graham.
Right on. Welcome.
Graham's still staying with us after our last show. Thanks, man. Appreciate
nice,
it.
Buddy. Yeah, so this is going to be our last song of this. Last song. Our swan song is what I was thinking. I was trying to say our last show of season 11. This is the worst Christmas songs of all time, volume 5.
Wow.
5 years.
5 years.
And I don't think we did this the first year, too. I think we've been doing this 6 years at this point.
Wow.
It's pretty crazy.
This is amazing.
It really is.
But it's fun. It's always fun. This is one of my favorite shows that we do.
Dude, people like look forward to this like the opposite of they look forward to fruitcake.
Got some really good tweets over the past week of a lot of people listening to the past shows.
Oh yeah, getting warmed up.
Getting warmed up.
A lot of people can't believe that we're able to do this again.
I know.
And I had a hard time at the beginning. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be honest. Like, I was
really?
Like, I was finding some shitty ones, but like,
yeah.
It wasn't like last year where I had like too many.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I had to dig pretty deep, but thanks. A lot of you guys threw us some on Facebook and emailed some, and so that was great. That definitely helped a lot. But I think I got a nice little bumper crop this year, fellas.
Bumper crop. Nice.
You could always count on several things during Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
One of them being Santa Claus, one of them being Jesus. Of course, both semi-fictional, so you can't really count on them, I guess. But the one thing you always can count on is Straight No Chaser.
Oh,
here we go.
Straight cashing in every holiday season.
Every holiday season.
Yep, Under the Influence. The holiday edition is out.
Is it?
So they put out an album, and then they put out, like, a couple months later, another Christmas album.
Really?
Yeah. Under the Mistletoe?
I don't know.
Is this one titled "Tis the Season to Name Drop"? Because they have this every fucking week. I hear we just recorded with Paul McCartney, guys. Yeah, check it out.
Except that they didn't. They just sent the track over to Paul McCartney.
Oh, they did.
Or like recorded themselves and then threw it under Paul McCartney.
Yeah. Threw it under his door. Yeah.
Simply.
They even admitted like the only person we actually recorded with was that Colby Kayak
Smothers.
Yeah, whoever.
Carrie Underwood.
Yeah,
Colby Kaylee Cuoco.
The American Juliander. So I tried to get Seggy to call in. I said on Twitter, I was like, you should call in Friday night. We're going to be playing one of your songs. He's like, which one? I was like, the bad one. He's like, you're going to have to be more specific than that.
Fucking love Seggy, man. He's awesome.
So we're going to start off with some good old-fashioned Straight No Chaser, you guys, from the new album, Under the Influence, the holiday edition. This is...
Under the Mistletoe should have been better.
Sounds like a therapy session.
Get ready, you guys. This one's just as hilarious as the one that started this whole phenomenon.
Do it.
All right, where is it? Boom.
Hooray, it's Christmas time.
The Nutcracker.
There's one lousy tradition.
Oh, no.
There's a certain show that you will see. That is all that many will agree. It is time to find another show to substitute for the Nutcracker.
Already shoehorning words in.
I'm watching the game, but something's wrong. Scary is my wife, her face looks long. I know that look, it must be me. It's not our anniversary. I shrug, no clue, what did I do? She stands in disbelief. What? This holiday scene brings no laughter. Forced going to see the Nutcracker.
I tried to block it from my mind. Think past what reason can I find? Got work to do, I'll fake the flu. No chance, I'm done, I'm screwed.
No, I seem to not crack.
This seems like a Verizon Wireless commercial.
What it? What's? I don't know what show it is.
The Nutcracker.
I still don't get. I don't get that.
Oh, you know the Nutcracker.
There's like one tradition that we should stop, and then I watch the game, and then I go take a snack, and then you still haven't said the fucking name of the show, and then like 30 seconds later you say the Nutcracker.
No, they're
I'd
singing
call the Nutcracker.
Yeah, they're singing in the.
They're singing in this the mute to the medley of the song
of Nutcracker,
but they're changing the words. Mike, see what they did there.
Is Africa in here yet or no?
All I hear when I hear this is Smurf Berry Crunch is fun to eat.
Wow.
Relate the theaters in the dark. In no small peak we find a seat. The show's about to start.
This is like us when we went to go see him.
True.
Yeah, we were very quiet and falling asleep.
I'm Tetris, and I know it's the part when I fight not to fall asleep.
Get it, guys?
Wooden soldiers, bunch of mice, stung of vines, land of sweets.
Wow, that's high.
This stuff should be. This story makes no sense. Still don't know what it means after all these years. Losing lies are heavy as I search a dream.
Oh, that was a shame. Right there.
We were on ESPN.
Throw in sports so we don't sound gay. Eat the pata every day.
Stared at Stuart Scott's coke eye.
I want to touch her breast.
But you see what they're doing here, guys? They're making fun of the Nutcracker by doing the Nutcracker song.
Oh, that?
Get it?
Yeah, okay.
So. Is it over?
Wait, the cum shot's going.
It got really quiet, like before you're supposed to come.
That's how over manly it was. It's a cum shot at the end of it.
Wow.
Graham says, and the chair I just did a sick in the back of my throat. Oh. Shed says, here we fucking go.
Here we go. Oh, boy.
This is Alvin and the Chipmunks. Mm.
It's like gay. No, seriously.
No, seriously gay.
All right. So, well done, boys.
Nice job, guys.
All right, let's kick it over.
You make it worth every penny you fucking make.
It's also like me waiting for the Africa to drop.
I am.
Well, they did the Tetris. That was their
Africa. That was their Africa?
Yeah, I think so.
That was their 8-bit Africa?
What do dudes like, man? We got to dude this up. Dudes like football. We like the game.
We like whatever Tetris. The game is.
It's not even a specific sport. Right. It's just the game.
The watch game.
It. I'm going to go watch the game because I'm a man.
Cricket.
It could be any game.
If it's sports, I'll watch it. Yes, I will.
In my man cave.
Is there anything gayer sounding than Man Cave?
Man Cave is the worst. I hate it too.
It makes me cringe. Ugh. Every time I hear it.
I just think of a gaping asshole.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
There's like 50 gay bars called Man Cave.
Oh, yeah.
At least 50. All right. This one, you guys, this one goes into the realm of the. We're going to do something funny for Christmas. We're going to do a funny Christmas song with a funny video.
We just heard it.
No. This one is like straight up funny.
Straight up funny?
Straight no funny.
You know what? I totally didn't realize. Mike's got this new, like, we're in Mike's apartment. He's got, like, six
Tony
rooms
Stark
of
here.
Connections and MacBooks and iPads and AirFi and TV Land and, like, all kinds of shit.
I Bluetooth the shit out of this fucker.
Like, I can just feel radio waves blasting through my fucking face and chest area.
We're going to get new cancer. We're going to get cancer that isn't even invented yet. We're going to get, like, earlobe cancer and it's going to kill us in 6 days. It's going to be fucking terrible.
What you got, new cancer?
New cancer. It's like new Coke.
Yeah.
It's NU, though. It's like new metal.
It's crystal cancer.
It's new cancer.
It's got an umlau over it. New cancer.
Crystal cancer.
Crystal.
Shit. 10 years, they'll be selling it on eBay after they've cured it.
Van Halen will be singing about it.
Right now, yeah!
You're dying tomorrow.
It's so malignant. Right now.
Get some bone marrow.
It's inoperable.
All right, sorry. All right.
So, I mean, normally we have the laptops going and we could all listen, watch along, because part of the awesome awfulness of these is the YouTube.
True.
Is the video portions of them. So I guess we're not going to have that this year. But if you guys are listening along, I'll give you like a second here to follow along. But, man, we're going to miss out, because I think in the past we've played a lot of them straight from YouTube, haven't we?
Yeah.
And we've watched the videos as we play them.
Yeah.
The songs are just as shitty, but if you guys want to look up the videos, then extra bonus for you. So the first one,
straight no cancer.
That's funny. Far fun road. Yeah. What about Lozenge Cave, you guys?
All right.
So this one is by some kind of wacky Asian rap group called Notorious MSG. Already, it's hysterical.
What?
It?
Notorious.
Notorious MSG. And the song is called Double Happy Christmas.
Of course it is.
Of course it is. Super happy fun time. Yeah. Number one, America.
So,
peace.
Go ahead and
it was all a dream.
Load that up on your YouTube, because the video is great. It's all a dream.
I used to play Nintendo.
I used to read Walk Up magazine. Super Nintendo. No, just Super Nintendo. No, Sega Genesis.
Sega Genesis.
All right, here we go. This is the Notorious MSG, and the video is just so funny. We're really missing out on an extra level of awesome. But you know what? We'll have to start. You know what, Mike? If you want to take my laptop, you guys can just watch it. We can do that.
Okay.
It's really so much better. And we'll link all these videos up to on the show notes page. Go to massiveofnone.com and link it up right to it.
Password protected.
Straight
no chaser.
Straight no chaser fan 69. My best. For everything.
Ziploc Shakur.
It should be takeout Shakur.
Yeah.
Here we go. This is the Notorious MSG. Double Happy Christmas. Let me find the button. And boom. Go. A lot of racism in the video as well.
A lot of racism. A lot of terrible Jericho. It's Christmas time in
Chinatown tonight. Activision, of course they're wearing an Activision t-shirt.
Of course. Oh, get your trouble for just the holiday. What? Stereotypical Jewish man? Time. Together we will do just fine.
All the people celebrate worldwide. A double. That's like the Japanese version of Booger. Double happy
Christmas. Who was the guy on American Idol that was terrible?
William Hung.
This is like if Gangnam Style and William Hung had diarrhea. Wow. I know that guy. I work with him. For just the holiday. The fuck is a lobster crawl?
So you know these guys speak perfect English. They're just fucking playing it up.
Yeah.
Just
dancing perfect. Together on the holiday. Holiday. Double happy Christmas time. Guys, get it? Because Jewish people eat at Chinese restaurants on Christmas.
Oh, I get it.
There it is, guys.
This is such a disaster.
I wonder if Madison Square Garden has sued these guys.
My guess is this restaurant is literally one of their relatives.
What would you
without
think?
A doubt.
You know they were thinking about doing ching chong. You know,
yeah. They thought about it.
They had a serious group discussion about it.
Yeah.
Seriously?
They had a band meeting about it.
One of them was like, dude, we should put it in. That's funny.
Guys, band meeting.
Too racist.
Band meeting. Too racist.
I love how they have the tape on the floor to where to stand.
Yeah.
The invitation for the band meeting was sent on a scroll, an elder scroll. So they could all get together.
If I could play the metal F at the end song at the same time, I would do it.
For just the holiday, and you don't need to spend any time. Together we will do just fine.
Whoa. This is like the Thriller dance, but terrible. The Thriller dance. Get it? Because L's are R's. Can we do that joke? How many times do we do that joke?
What happened?
Oh,
it's synced up, but that's all right. Whatever. Is that it? Rough. Is it over?
That's it.
Okay, good.
Thank Christ.
The video's still going, but whatever.
Look at him dance.
All right.
He's twerking. Up. He's twerking.
Everybody shut
it's
up.
Rough.
That's a great pause.
Yeah.
All right, this next one was sent in by, I think, man, what's his name? Greg Blanchard sent us a bunch of good ones. This one is a, apparently Martin Mull did this. Some kind of bit slash comedy song or something somewhere.
I have a fun fact about Martin Mull.
What is it, Mike?
Martin Mull, every year on his birthday, I don't know if he still does it, but he did it at least until he was like in his 40s. He would, on his birthday, he would kick a field goal to the
yards.
And the amount of yards of how old he was.
So he's like,
that's it. That was a terrible fun fact. It was the worst fun fact ever.
So he's like 70 years old right now. So you're telling me he's kicking 70-yard field goals?
Backwards. I don't know.
He kicks it the other way.
Where does he kick them? And does he have to like complete it?
Probably on Madden.
Okay.
That's my guess.
My guess would be 70 is on Tecmo Bowl.
Yeah.
Where's Howie Long?
Kicking field goals is fun, though. You guys ever try that?
Yeah, a couple times.
Sweet. All right, so Martin Mull apparently did this bit called Santa Doesn't Cop Out on Dope.
All right.
What?
Which was super unfunny and not good whatsoever.
I don't get it.
It's not, it's, there's not much to get. It's pretty straightforward once you hear it.
But is that supposed to be like a play on words or something? Or
no.
Cop out on dope?
Yeah, it's like Santa does drugs. Like, that's funny.
Okay.
Right? So, Sonic Youth took it to a whole nother level by covering it and making it as annoying as they humanly possibly could make a fucking song.
Okay. So, a obscure comedian
made a shitty unfunny
Christmas song.
Yep.
And a obscure grunge
alternative band
redid it.
Even worse.
That is fucking, dude, emos are fucking, their minds
Inception.
Are blown right now. Yeah, they're just blowing up right now.
All
right,
you guys ready for hipster Christmas?
Please.
Here we go.
Do it.
Anytime, anywhere, and from any phone.
Mistakes were made, but there's no.
This is so annoying.
Hi, boys and girls. This is your old friend Sonic Youth. And you know what? We just got back from the North Pole.
Ugh.
And you know what we were doing up there, dude?
Nothing I like in a song more than a story, than a preamble.
That's part of the bit.
Oh, it is.
But they were like, hey, how can we make that more annoying? Let's put like weird like machine noises in the back and a lot of distortion.
Yeah. Can you imagine like, you know what I always think about every year with these? Is I always think about having Christmas dinner with my family and having the gall to play one of these.
Like, did you do that?
No.
Some of the listeners do that.
They'll really?
Play these at like the dinner.
Ugh.
Just to annoy their families.
Terrible. Farpun says, just say Noel.
Right down by my shoes. Come on, move closer. That's it.
What is he talking about?
Is this a real song? Is the fucking...
The song is going to start soon.
It is. Okay.
All
this
right.
is the fucking Game of Thrones of songs.
Come on. Closer.
Any day now. Here we go, guys.
All year long he's busy. Making toys.
This is perfect. Yes.
You're right, Sarah. This is dreadful.
Yes.
All the
freaking racket everybody's saying.
Boy. He puts them in his
I'm sorry, Graham.
Gets his whip off.
Here's my feet, bro.
He's got his bare feet on the whip.
It's my house, bro. Shut up.
On Donder. On Blitzen. But never on Smack.
Oh, God. This is... Don't put them on.
I'll put my slippers on.
Don't put them on.
I'll put my slippers on. Just fuck y'all.
Has he ever even tried it?
This was a contender for the worst, by the way.
The answer's no.
You know what I picture? I picture Santa slitting his wrists horizontally like this.
Like the real way.
Yeah, the real way. Not for pussies. In a warm bath, fucking laying on a linoleum floor and just the blood just oozing out.
Dexter style.
Underneath the door, Mrs. Claus coming home early from work, finding a pool of blood in the living room.
And her going, John Lithgow.
So wait, when does the song start?
Oh, it's going.
Oh! Where are the notes?
Sounds like somebody's, like, working on their garage band.
Sounds like fucking Philip Glass fell asleep on his Casio. Yeah. Fuck. Grand, that's for you, buddy. Wow. Oh. Shit.
How fucking annoying is that?
I never liked Sonic Youth. I don't like him.
And you still don't.
I still hate him.
Oh my gosh.
Holy shit, that's terrible.
Doesn't that just agitate you?
It just, I don't think it.
I'm in a bad mood right
there's
now.
There's no. Yeah.
I'm seriously in a bad. I want to go home.
I just said Billy Corgan is laughing into his creme de menthe.
Oh. It was terrible.
All right, so is everybody nice and uncomfortable now?
Yay.
All right, so let's get into one of my favorite punk bands of all time. They're called Bad Religion.
Oh, hey.
And for some reason, they put out a Christmas album.
Yeah.
The band Bad Religion put out a Christmas album.
Say it one more time.
Bad Religion.
Bad Religion.
Put out a Christmas album.
Yeah.
And there's... when you listen to it, there doesn't seem to be any sense of irony or satire... And I'm like, why did they do this?
So wait,
I looked up. I typed in,
yeah.
Why the fuck did Bad Religion put out a Christmas album?
Yeah.
And I found an article.
You got Google smacked.
You got Google smacked.
No, was it one or zero? There was one. Someone wrote an article exactly called, Why the Fuck Did Bad Religion Put Out a Christmas Album?
Oh,
and they interviewed him.
How about that?
And he's like, well, as much as, you know, we're anti-religion, you know, I have fond memories of, like, singing these songs, going to church as a kid. And I'm like, what?
Wait, so it's actual Christmas songs?
They're straight-up Christmas songs, just done punk style.
Straight-up no chaser.
Just because. Straight up.
No chaser.
No chase.
Have a listen to the opening track, you guys.
All right, please.
Hark the Herald Angels Sing. And not to mention, one of the co-founders is super Jewish.
Super Jew.
Super Jewish.
Do-do-do-do-do-do.
Jewish.
Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
All right. Nice. Straight No Chaser can get some tips.
This is how the punk album opens.
And mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Mm. Joyful all ye nations round.
Hey!
Join the triumph of the
this is like all my happiness of lacking punk rock. Just destroyed.
Really? I can get into this. Fucking Google whack. Sorry, it's Google whack, not Google smack. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah.
We are selling out right now.
Boom.
No one's ever done this before, you guys. No one has ever done this.
No one except the album that's called Christmas Goes Punk, which I'll be playing later.
So you're a big Bad Religion fan, right?
Yep.
Okay, which member of the band do you think hated doing this album the most?
Probably Jay Bentley, the bass player.
The bass player hated this.
I would guess.
He was pissed off doing this song.
I just don't understand.
Was he wearing his bass all low?
I'm going to wear my bass as close to Satan as I can.
Yeah.
As close to Satan.
All right. Hey.
This is still out and it's fine.
This is punk you can swallow, guys.
It's punk I prefer to spit.
Yeah.
I just don't understand.
Graham says, I'm burning my Bad Religion shirt.
Dude, I agree. Their logo is a cross with a the our logo, Masters of None thing through it.
Oh, it is?
The Ghostbusters thing through it. That's their fucking logo. They put out a Christmas song. It's got O. Emmanuel.
Hold on.
It's now ours. We've taken
we
it back.
We took it. We did.
It's ours. We own it now.
It's the no, I love how you took the no sign. To, it's our sign, the Ghostbusters sign. I would love for kids to be taught in school. You know what this is? It's a no sign. No, it's the Ghostbusters
sign. It's the Ghostbusters sign. Got it. Got it. Check. Oh, you're spilling. Oh, you did. Second beer you spilled. It's terrible.
This is how upset I am.
This would be a Ghostbuster sign with no spilling beer in here.
Wow. Holy shit,
it's
man.
It's just a fucking travesty. And then at the end of it,
yeah.
It's like seven tracks, and at the end they put one of their more popular songs called American Jesus.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, remix version. It's the same fucking version.
Your own.
It sounds like they needed to like have one extra track to hit some sort of like royalty price point or yeah, some kind of like, yeah, oh, yeah. It's not an EP, it's a full album because there's eight instead of seven tracks or
right,
some shit. So
right.
You put an old song in there. It's the fuck. It's so embarrassing.
Mixed with P. Diddy.
I'm fucking yeah. done with that.
Christmas, like that.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. Jingle, jingle.
Presents,
Shit.
Open that. Fucking, open that. Open that.
Open that. Open that. Open that. Gift receipt. Gift receipt.
Day after Christmas. Day after Christmas. Gift cards, gift cards. Yeah, I got that. I got that.
I got that. Yeah, yeah. Best Buy. Go.
Album, buy it. Mine.
That was fucking perfect. Oh shit!
This right. is the Christmas.
Yeah.
So anyway, one of my top five bands of all time. Fucking done with
now.
That.
Are they out of your top five?
They out of your top five. They dropped.
Out.
Out. Out. Oh.
Drop it.
Stop high-fiving. Because it's Christmas.
It's bad religion.
It sucks. All right, here we go. This
the
is
first time I've had three solid high-fives in a row. By the way, I always usually miss a hand. I'm like fucking terrible. All right, sorry. Go ahead.
Nothing spells Christmas like parody songs, right?
Mm.
Oh. Much like Straight Edge Chaser did earlier. Hi, Yoda. Mm. When did you get here? Parody.
Awesome.
Play on words, you are.
And play on words, this is the super famous comedy duo known as Dave and Brian.
I don't know them.
Oh.
My guess is they do a Midwestern morning zoo somewhere.
Is it next to Bob and Tom?
Probably.
All right.
They're like 25 rungs below Bob and Tom.
Got it.
This is their awesome song. Oh, this is a YouTube one, everybody.
Uh-oh.
Fire up your YouTubes.
Fire it up. Fire it up.
Look up Dave and Brian, because that's, you know, who's automatically going to come up first.
Hey!
When you put in Dave and Brian. The song is called...
Ah, shit. Here's your password again.
Deck the Halls.
Sorry.
It's Guinness 4, capital G.
Okay.
No! It's
oh, God, was out of the internet!
Everyone's going to hack into my laptop!
Graham just says, I'm deleting all my illegally downloaded Bad Religion songs.
I hear you.
What's the name of it? What are they? Dave and Brian?
Tito Sanchez.
Dave and Brian, Deck the Halls, in parentheses,
deck
parody.
The
Halls. Oh, it's a
just
parody.
To let you know.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
once you hear it, yeah. You can be like, wait, this is like a real, did they write this? Like, this is an original
Wrecking
melody?
Ball parody, Deck the
mm-hmm.
Halls? Okay, here we go.
Oh, forget this.
You ready, guys?
Hold on, we got an ad.
Oh, shit.
Oh, Drake. Trizzy Drake, y'all!
Yeah, yeah!
Everybody ready to fire up the YouTubes? Dave and Brian... Deck the Halls, the Wrecking Ball parody.
Here we go.
Oh, it's so funny.
A little behind, but it's alright.
The wreaths are hung, the lights are strung, it's time for the holidays.
Oh.
He kind of looks like Miley.
The carolers sing, the bells will ring, up that guy rides a magic sleigh. Don't get in my way on this Black Friday, 'cause I will trample you.
Of course the
for cheap DVDs like Rush
at least they do the weird accents in different parts of the words, just like Miley Cyrus does shittily. Get ready, guys.
I really wanna dig the halls while listening to William Hung.
I don't even know what William Hung has to do with Christmas anything.
He is By the way, in the video, he's oddly liking sitting on Santa's lap.
What is Holly? What is Ha Ha Holly? Does anyone not know what Holly is?
Is that slowing down, or is that the video?
No. Yeah. Weird Al is rolling around in his grave right now.
Motherfucker's not even dead yet.
Don't you ever say Santa Claus is fake. He's always watching you. Don't be scandalous like Miley Cyrus. Santa is watching you.
I really wanna take the halls and buy it knocking.
It's like a fat Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
And I know I'm gonna drink it all.
So fat Reynolds and who else?
And the,
ew,
the dean from Community. So fucking bad.
Looks like Vince.
Doesn't this?
Kinda. He kinda looks like Vince.
Doesn't this just reek of Morning Zoo, you guys?
Oh, this is big time Morning Zoo. And it's a fat Santa swinging on a wrecking ball.
Oh, he's doing that.
Chugging his neck on. It's a Christmas ornament. I'm sorry. Santa looks like a fucking biker.
Separated in a fancy tent.
I've said in the chat room. Boo.
In the middle of a dollar store. I found it in a bargain bin.
There's no bargain bin in a dollar store, first of all.
Guys, here's what I want to know.
Oh, wait, hold up.
I'm sorry.
They are wearing ugly Christmas sweaters. I mean,
oh, well, that's adorable.
That's original, right?
And Christmas.
Sorry, go ahead.
Don't
you ever say Santa Claus is fake. He's always watching you.
They're not even good singers.
I really want to take the halls while listening to Will.
Can you put on Bad Religion?
Now that it doesn't even
rhyme. Can we go back to Bad Religion?
Go back to Bad Religion, please.
What, Deck the Halls and what?
While listening to William Hung. How does that even, what does that have to do with anything?
Hung in halls. Right, rhymes.
I don't get it.
It rhymes. The New English Dictionary.
See what you did there?
New Webster.
Middle Earth gets it.
Yep.
What is Ha Ha Holly? Pretty sure everyone knows what Holly is. I don't
know. It's a plant.
Yeah.
Don't eat it.
Why would they say that?
Oh, is Miley Cyrus in this?
Guys.
Go fuck yourselves, Dave and Brian.
Guys, why can't we get a video production crew this professional to just film us?
Right? They spent a shitload of money on that fucking video.
No shit, right? Like the fucking...
They spent at least 10, 20 grand on that stupid video.
It's the GoPro cams.
No, it's not.
It's GoPro.
Yeah, they spent at least 10...
It's GoPro. Hey,
bruh. Bruh.
Hey, bruh.
Hey, bruh. GoPro. GoPro, bruh.
GoPro.
Where is that? Hey,
bruh. Hey, bruh. Hey, bruh, bruh. He's at the fucking Devil's game. He said he's going to come up afterwards. Him and Mike D. They're both here.
From the Beastie Boys. Here we go. Our next one. This is from a CD called Christmas in Soulsville.
In, like Soul Koreasville?
Yes. Yeah.
Your soul is mine.
Yeah, it's also by Notorious MSG.
Christmas hymn.
Chef on the vocals.
Isaac Hayes?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude!
The mistletoe in me.
I'm in this.
But mistletoe in me.
Alright, here we go.
Oh, yeah, girl.
Yeah.
I wanna stick my toe in your mistle.
Oh, yeah.
In your lozenge basket.
Yeah.
Put my thistle in your mistle.
Your lozenge compartment.
Yeah, you're gonna get my candy cane nice and wet.
I'm gonna shoot my eggnog all over your face.
Mm-hmm. We ain't gonna re-gift this shit.
Perum pum pum pum.
Perum pum pum, motherfucker. Here he is.
Perum cum cum cum.
Come cum. Call Christmas. I just can't have a great voice.
Christmas.
People full of cheer.
Full of cheer. That means cum.
One kiss so wishful. But most of all,
oh, yeah, sing it.
To make it complete.
What happens? Isaac, tell me.
You, the mistletoe.
Yeah.
And me.
Yeah.
Me.
Tell me. Praise it. Sing it.
Look at the flames.
Sexual chocolate. That boy's good. That boy's
good.
Embrace each
from the
other.
What's Going Down episode of That's My Mama.
Good, terrible.
Goodbye, Graham. Good night.
Ooh, what a thing for a lover.
Lick my head, the K-A-A.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Gonna eat your cookies.
You know, you get home from that Christmas concert that your kindergartner was singing in. You want to get all nice and dirty. You're going to take your pants off.
Yeah. I'm gonna throw and stick my U-log in your fireplace, girl. I'm
gonna stick my Toblerone in your stocking.
As they flow.
Blacker than coal.
Yeah.
Santa's gonna come down and taste
Mr. Randy, watching, yeah.
Taste my chocolate salted balls. There is no rhyme or reason. There's any of this.
Nothing has this to do with Christmas whatsoever. He just wants to fuck. He just wants to fuck. I took a Viagra. 20 minutes to go.
I'm gonna fuck you till the kids wake up.
Not gonna put together any of our presents.
Fuck the bikes, yo.
Yeah, fuck the, it's a blanket. Yeah.
You talking about castles?
Shit.
We ain't making castles. We making love, bitch.
You talking about play school?
We ain't talking about tricycles. We ain't talking about castles.
It's a dick in the balls.
Shit.
This I'm gonna dick your halls, girl.
This has nothing to do with
Christmas. Dick your halls.
This has nothing to do with Christmas.
Shave my pubes into mistletoe.
Yes.
Out for the berries, girl. They're poison.
Oh, shit.
Don't give you the yup-yups.
Hi. There it is. There's Christmas right there.
Oh,
boom.
You always got to have that one little part where they throw in, like, a jingle bells.
Yeah. Just a little bit. Everybody loves Christmas to do jingle bells. Yeah, Isaac, shit.
All right, Isaac, we're going to put you in this booth, and we just want you to just do whatever for, like, 5 minutes. Just going to play this track. Just kind of talk about fucking and, I don't know, maybe throw a Christmas reference.
It's like the I Love the 80s shows, where they just put a comedian in a room, and they're like, Rubik's Cubes, go! And, like, they put Isaac in a booth, and they're like, Christmas, do it.
Christmas and fucking.
Yeah.
Go.
Fucking Christmas, go.
There probably wasn't even any music. No. They're just like, just sing about fucking. And then at the very end, they were like, just say something about Christmas. In Christmas. All right, cut. Good, print that. Thank you, Isaac.
Fucking John Williams built Christmas music around it like a fucking movie score. It just...
My missile hoe.
Oh, yeah.
Where is that? You're my little missile hoe.
Christmas.
All right, Isaac
Hayes. Sexmas.
Christmas in Soulsville. What's funny about Christmas in Soulsville is they're also like... three of the same song, just done by different artists.
It's
got like Santa, I Want to Fuck You, or something. Like seriously, like Santa, I Want to Give You Sweet Lovin', Down by the Fire. Like, seriously, there were two versions of it by two different artists.
Mm-hmm.
Freaking awesome.
Great.
Christmas in Soulsville. Go get it, kids. All right, what else spells Christmas like cashing in, aside from Straight No Chaser? The guys from Duck Dynasty, everybody.
Oh,
these
pass.
The Robertson
pass.
Family.
Is there going to be duck calls in this?
Funny you should ask, Mike.
It's pretty good, dude.
It's like one of those creepy people who work in the Disney stores. They like do that with duck impressions. It makes you uncomfortable.
So far, they sound great. Do they play their own instruments?
Of course they do.
All right, good.
Classically trained.
Oh, what do we hear in the background there?
yay.
Duck the halls.
Stop. Stop right now. Stop. I love puns, but that's it. Work casting.
I feel sick. I really feel sick.
About that show is how they have such hot wives. They're like these awful ZZ Top rednecks, and they've got just like, it's like the Munsters, like with Marilyn. Like, what's with Marilyn? They're all married to Marilyn.
Yeah. Now, did they get married after the show, or?
I think they're all just actresses. They get
oh, God, dude. Farpun says this is. Sorry.
Sticking fart right here. It's my favorite one right here. So funny.
Seriously, stop this. That's them laughing at the bank.
Yeah. Farpun says, this is just foul. Wait, can you do that to the tune of fa-la-la-la?
Maybe.
Farpun says, take a gander at these lyrics.
Oh!
Sarah, Mike's not going to make it.
Ugh. We just took your money, fuckers. Bad Religion's looking pretty good right now.
You know what?
It is. It's looking like the greatest thing of all time.
You know what's better than that? The smell of that fart. Waft it. Just waft it.
All
right. Next, it smells a lot better.
See?
Right? It's potpourri, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I just ate a bunch of it before you guys got here.
It's brapourri.
Yeah, bro.
Brapourri.
All right, this next one. I did a lot of searching on my new spot. Every year I kind of find a new place to dig up really shitty music that people are allowed to upload.
Oh, no.
In the past, it's been like Amazon. What I do is I search by Christmas, and then Lime I search wire. By most popular, and then I hit the search by most popular again. So it reverses it, so it goes by least popular. Like, I've done that.
That's a great idea.
And a lot of the ones at the bottom are free, too.
Mm.
What else have I done? I've searched YouTube. Last year, I did a lot of Spotify. I just typed Christmas and Spotify.
Spotify's a good
just
one.
Just get a ton of just awful fucking... You right there?
Yeah, I'm good.
You good, you got it.
I'm sitting back, because I can't... Pause,
like, lay back.
Yeah, I'm laid back right now, because that last song just killed me.
Yeah, that was... On your Christmas and your Christmas on your mind.
For sure. All
right, so this year... Seems like the new website for anyone to upload their shitty music is Bandcamp.com.
Bandcamp?
Oh, yeah. And it's not like the good Bandcamp where hot chicks stick flutes up their pussies. This is a shitty Bandcamp on the internet where there's no pussies, there's no flutes. Well, there may be flutes, but it's just... A
couple of pussies.
Shitty... All right, there's a few pussies. There's just tons and tons and tons of shitty music.
Yeah.
Like, I only got a couple albums in, and I was able to find a plethora of...
Terrible.
So this is...
This is what happens when we do it for a fight.
When doves cry.
Yeah, seriously.
This is by a band called, and these guys, there's some kind of album out there, some kind of benefit, concert, charity, Christmas thing that they do called Arbor Christmas. It's like in Philly or something. And they put out an album, they do a concert, and it's supposed to be like a cheesy like Christmas special.
Yeah. They're
like, oh, hey, look who showed up, this band, to play the song. Like one of those type of things.
Yeah, gotcha, yeah.
So I don't know if they're trying to be funny with some of these, but... It's just awful.
It's a Great Adventure.
Is that a Great Adventure Pavilion? Hey, everybody!
It's Don Knotts.
Yeah, yeah.
It's Tim Conway's here.
Hold on here.
Yeah.
Who could that be?
Yeah.
What?
So this is a band who had several. Like every year, they have an awesomely shitty song on the fucking albums.
All right.
They are called The Castle Arms.
Terrible name.
Oh,
because castles don't have arms.
They don't. They
Castle Grayskull does.
Drawbridges.
Eternia does,
it's
actually.
A mouth.
Eternia.
So this one is a song just as bad as the Castle Arms name.
Yeah.
And it also has a pun in the title, guys.
Yes.
It's called Rap Battle.
Rap Battle.
Rap.
Oh, boy.
Wrapping paper.
Get it, guys?
Can't spell rap.
Can't spell spell represent without present.
There's a fucking pop song that has...
At least the production's good.
What's happening?
I walk in with my box inside a box inside a box inside a box.
Recorded from Audacity.
God. Have a merry, merry Christmas, but you got rapping for dummies on your wish list. Rapping a vicious.
It's Friday.
Yeah, it's
Friday.
The Friday video.
Somewhere set last year off clearance. Go and give it up, cause it's all about giving. Don't be a hater, they love my rapping paper in the way.
Tick tock, tick tock. Swag gang,
I want to get up. I want to leave. I want to leave my own apartment. I want to fucking get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Guys, is KFC still open?
I hate Christmas. I hate Christmas so much. I hate it. This shit. Who does this? Who fucking does this art?
So bad right now. I'm so fucking angry.
One person to decide this is a good idea.
For part of the chair.
You can't spell presents without resent.
You can't.
This is how Daft Punk got started, actually.
More than one person said yes to this. That's what fucking annoys the shit out of me.
Probably just one person. This is like a free CD they give out at that concert. So it only took one person to be like, yeah, why not? You can do it for free.
Here's a tip, guys. Anytime you come to New York City and people are trying to sell you CDs, this is the song that's on it.
Yeah.
This terrible thing.
I like the people try to sell CDs in like a Walmart parking lot.
Did you just go, damn? Is this Limp Bizkit?
Right? Does that sound like it?
What's going on?
Hey! Right? Oh, what is happening?
That's it?
Kevin B, is this Krispy Kreme's long-lost cousin? I'd look to see if Krispy Kreme had a new Christmas song, but no. I wish.
Nice.
His name is Froggy Fresh now because the Krispy Kreme people found out. And they're like, yeah, you can't just use our exact name with the exact spelling that we use. That's ridiculous. What are you doing? What are you doing?
Could you just change it to the C's instead of the K's?
Yeah, that's what I thought. Like, just do that. But I guess he was probably shit his pants.
Yeah, too late.
Oh, man.
Can we stop right now?
No,
I need it.
I am so angry. I want to punch a pig.
I need
it. I don't know.
Chrissy the Christmas Pig?
Yes. Speaking of, we got the song.
Speaking of, everybody, it's a down-home Christmas on the farm.
What?
With Chrissy the Christmas Pig.
Really?
No, I'm making that up.
No. All
right.
And then three people are like, dude, we should make that
hell
song.
Hell of a segue.
We should make that song.
That would be an amazing segue. Do you guys know who...
Nice.
Thanks.
Dude, that's better than half the song.
That was honestly amazing.
Better than the duck song. Do you guys know who Topo Shijo is?
Popo Shijo.
It's the hidden character in Mortal Kombat 3. His finishing move is singing.
Funny you should say that.
Holy shit.
So Topo Shijo was like a mouse puppet that was like an Italian TV show back in the day.
I thought he was like the Italian version of Santa or some shit.
No, he's a little... He had like a TV show. It was kind of like a Mr. Rogers-y type of thing. He was Topo Shijo, the mouse.
Yeah.
And so, little Topo was so popular, and I always thought it was Popo too, but I guess it's Topo.
Popo Shijo. From fucking Santa Claus. Yeah.
So anyway, so popular that he was syndicated into other countries, as they often do with kid shows, with puppets, because the mouths just go, ah, blah, 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 and you can just stick any language in it, just dub it over. So this is the Spanish version of Topo Shijo. It took the Italian cartoon, brought it over to Mexico, I guess, and redubbed it in Spanish.
or Spain.
Yeah, or Spain, Spanish, I don't know.
Caribbean, South America.
Who knows?
Puerto Rican.
One of those brownish-type countries. So...
Ed said he'd rather listen to his mother beg for her own life than this shit. This is amazing.
You have to beat 17 women in a row to fight Popo Shijo.
You do.
And the Jeremy says, how much longer is this going to go on for?
It's going to be long, it's going to be cold, and it's going to last the rest of your life.
So, anywho, I guess there was a Christmas special for Topo Chico at some point, and it aired on the Spanish version.
Yeah.
And apparently the person who was doing the voice of Topo Chico never sung a lick in her life.
All right.
Here is Topo Chico singing Noche de Paz.
Where do you find this shit?
Christmas of Peace?
It's amazing.
No.
No, Night Peace?
Silent Night.
Slice of Bread?
Silent Night.
Oh.
And there's a video to it, which Topo Chico is super creepy anyway.
I don't
want to. But you don't even really need to watch this one to really appreciate it.
I already have. I have fucking nightmares from that last one.
Just imagine a creepy little mouse puppet.
Oh, all right. Like from Wooden Soldiers?
No, just like weird. It's creepy.
Otro de cien para conseguir mi dinero redentor.
Fun fact, they actually used this to lure the Nazis out in fucking World War II. They fucking threw this in Nuremberg on the speakers, the PA.
It's like someone strangling the Noid.
This hat it is important. They for Jordan. He's the man. Don't see uns. He can hand me those wooden.
Ed, welcome to hell, everybody.
It does sound like Slowpoke Rodriguez from fucking Speedy Gonzalez and his cousin.
Slowpoke Rodriguez.
I think.
Yeah, I think.
It sounds like home court art.
This man did hold. He eats it out of holding.
You know, at some point, the guy who's doing the voice is like, wait a minute, I have to sing? That wasn't part of the deal.
Yeah.
Song that we cannot even get through.
Every year I think you're going to fucking, like, you're gonna jump the shark on this shit. Every year I'm like, yeah, this is probably the last year we do.
Yeah, I think that too going in.
It's like someone strangling lamb chop.
Say mouse and get forbidden.
You look good in a tube top.
It was a pleasure babysitting Mousy.
Let's get frozen yogurt.
I hate Christmas so much.
What made them think kids would enjoy this?
Yeah.
Yeah, a kid wants to see Topo Chico do a 7-minute rendition of Silent Night in the worst singing voice in Spanish of all time.
Here you go, Jimmy. Good night.
Oh my god.
I think a sleeper cell just woke up.
Oh man. This is literally like torture, isn't it? Like, could it be?
You're doing well. You know what though? You're doing a really good job finding these songs though.
Yeah, really?
I think this year out of we want to stop.
I know.
This year, I'm done.
I seriously can't swear.
Yeah, I'm tapping out.
You know what's hysterical about this? He's listened to these twice now. At least twice.
Yeah. Dude, I have to listen to four of these for every good one I can bring you.
Oh.
I don't know if you saw it posted last night. This is the one night of the year I dread.
Yeah.
As much as I enjoy this night where I get to play you the worst ones, where you get to enjoy the torture with me. Because I have to weed through at least five songs for every one that I find that's even worse than the other four.
This is like the worst year.
I want it.
But it's good. I mean, it's good, but it's the worst year. Like, these songs, I'm like, I want to stop.
Yeah.
You just want to stop.
Tap out.
There were some funny ones. We're making jokes. We can't even make jokes for this shit.
Some of these are just so bad.
I feel like I'm like Andy Dufresne when he was in the fucking little little black box and this is pumping through the fucking PA. Oh my gosh. All
right. So we got another rap one up next.
Oh, thankfully.
Let's see this one. His name is Maya Miko. And Maya, you can look this up on YouTube if you really want to follow along. He's a pretty sweet, nerdy rap dude just rapping into his camera and holding the lyrics that he wrote in front of him.
All right.
Chocolate Rain.
I was just going to say that. Yeah. Damn it.
He's very Chocolate Rain-ish.
Awesome.
Maya Miko.
Put him up. I put my I move my mic, my head away from the mic when I breathe in.
And it's just called, you know, just Christmas rap.
Christmas.
Yeah.
Woo!
Woo! You're a decade.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. 50 grand if I get this in one take.
Listen to all the awesome rhymes in here.
Your boy.
Merry Christmas to my brothers and my sisters. This Christmas be the cat's whiskers.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas be the cat's whiskers.
And even though I'm not there, hold my presents.
Is this baby crying in the background?
Yeah. I would be too.
What was the guy's name in Die Hard that was the driver, the limo driver?
Argyle.
That's him right here.
Argyle! You impressed that I just pulled that out of nowhere?
Yes, I did. That was awesome, man.
High five. You gotta really listen. He's trying to marry with Cheery.
Good job.
Rock your body. Hug your missus. That's sweet mama. Make your wishes. That's okay. So Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Woo! Woo!
Can't do your Scrooge. I won't let ya.
I won't let ya.
I mean, some of you I haven't even met ya. But you're watching me and there is a connection. That's what it's about. It's my pleasure.
To my fam from Canada.
To put you into my world. Struggling position. The wheels will turn. I can be a girl with the Christmas miracle.
What's coughing? Coughing in the background.
His child has bronchitis. You should probably
He named his child TB.
For me, Christmas is a doctor who's a it's the cool speech back.
He's always coughing, yo.
Yo, that's his trademark, yo.
Get down, blow the roof off.
Yeah.
Relax, keep your shoes off. And hug yourself on Merry Christmas. Send you hugs with all my kids. Hug your missus. Dance with grandma. Make your wishes. Eat that food that's so delicious. Have yourself a Merry
Baby got croup. Nice job, man. Nice job.
DJ Whooping Cough. Blow. DJ Whooping Cough.
Woo. Cough. Woo. Cough. Cough.
Christmas, man, you deserve it. Hope that turkey's juicy and yummy. Have a Merry Christmas for my family and yours. Hope that you soar. Hope you get blessed. Hope the rewards will erase all the scars. Hope that your Christmas list gets
fixed. Hope that the
sticks and stones don't. I wish you love. Hope
all right, dude.
Wait, this is the best part where his song, his track runs out.
I see Dancer. I see Prancer. I see Blitzen. I see Santa. I hear jokes. Laughter. Banter. Hanukkah was awesome. Have me some lacquers. Have a Merry Christmas to all my people. Sincerely yours, my amigo. Thank you. Have a great Christmas and Happy New Year.
I just Skyped that by himself.
I'm really surprised at the track right now because I was just about to say, oh, good, you bought a looping machine. Great. Enjoy.
Your TV just died because you got
sad. My TV just hates.
Committed suicide.
It just
hates this. It just hates this.
Look at the chat room on the TV. It just turned itself off. It's like, I'm fucking done with this. You guys can go fuck yourselves.
We got Christmas. You all need to listen to this.
Samsung it better than that guy. See what I did there?
Ah.
Oh, God.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah.
What?
We're the Christmas. Getting a beer.
Oh, get me one, please.
Get me a steer for my beer.
Merry
I'll kick you
Christmas.
In the rear.
I come up with some rhymes. If
when
I
watch TV,
rhymes.
I watch Al Jazeera. Seriously, how many more do we have left?
We got less. We got about five more.
Oh, good.
Break every other finger. Let's go. Yeah.
This is another one that kind of crushes one of the bands I used to like back in the day.
Uh-oh.
This is a Spanish ska band. They're like a ska punk band.
Gypsy Kings?
No. Ska band.
I don't know. It's me. First thing I thought of.
Welcome to the Hotel California.
They're called the Voodoo Glow Skulls.
Never heard of them.
Yeah, they're like Spanish gangstery guys.
Mm-hmm.
If they play like the cheesiest, like happiest music of all time.
Are they vatos?
Sort of.
Vatos locos?
All the ska kids used to be afraid of them.
They kick your face.
Really? De los locos?
But, well, what do you think a Spanish band would do for their Christmas song, guys?
Feliz Navidad.
Art, you're a fucking genius.
I was going to say Dominic the Donkey.
Nope.
Italian.
Close.
That's Italian.
Damn it. Cigar.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz
Navidad. Let's skank. You want to skank? Feliz Navidad.
Wow, this is a treat for you folks watching the last video of me. My sweatpants slowly sink down. Abstract.
He looks like one of those dancing Santas.
Yeah, right. What a wish you a merry Christmas. No, he mosh.
Yeah, get the press.
Yeah, Mark on the chair doesn't hate this. Just give it another 5 minutes. Okay, now we go back to the beginning.
I never had to.
Carlos and I think the same thing. Most mighty, mighty Boston. Bostones.
We want to wish you a merry Christmas. This is the second time around. The bridge.
It's the bridge, guys.
Yeah, rock it, rock it.
Mike's skanking again. Fucking TV is gonna stick around.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Nah, it's okay, back to the wall, you're good.
Oh, yeah, fishing line is actually fine. What's next?
Oh, is it again? Oh, good. Second verse, same as the first.
Wash, rinse, repeat. Wash, rinse, repeat.
Hey.
Wash, rinse, repeat. Wash, rinse, repeat.
Guess what's next?
Oh my God.
Oh Lord.
I looped it.
I didn't loop it, I just stooped it.
Oh,
oh shit. Ding 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 ding.
Okay, seriously, stop. Seriously. Whose iPad is that? Because that's going to get destroyed.
It's Nicole's, actually. I bought it as a Christmas present, oddly enough.
Oh, 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 oh.
Good job, guys.
Repeat Navidad. It's not too annoying. Number 12. This is
they play this in Guantanamo. That's a good one.
Keep it with the punk vein here. This is from the new CD, double CD. One was not enough
to contain
this album. Punk Goes Christmas, which didn't feature anything that even sounded like Bad Religion or that song. It was pretty much like Emo Goes Christmas. But yeah. This is a band called Issues, speaking of emo.
Oh.
Issues.
Shit. Is their first name Daddy?
That's the name of the band. This one's simply called...
I hate him. I hate them already. I fucking hate them.
Merry Christmas. Happy Holidays.
Oh, good. Hey.
I want to return this gift.
You gotta include everybody. I want to include everyone. This is like a mashup of every kind of band ever. Merry Christmas. See how many bands you can find in this. How many genres.
This is NSYNC.
Right, okay, so you got boy band.
That's one. You got a boy band.
Keep listening.
Yeah. Coming up. We've been waiting. Lost Prophets. The TV fucking hates
your TV's done. Your TV's screaming uncle. Have you seen the trailer for Amazing Spider-Man 2?
Oh, yeah, no. It came out this week. It's great.
Just talking about it. Merry Christmas, happy holidays.
Yeah, Linkin Park.
Again. Let's mix it up again. You know what this kind of singing sounds like? It sounds like when you don't want to throw up, but you, then you do. Yeah. You're like, I don't want to throw up.
I'm throwing up. I'm throwing up.
I'm
doing it. I'm not throwing up.
TV hates this.
Your TV is literally screaming uncle right now.
Alright, let's R&B it up there, ready?
Oh shit!
Mariah Carey?
Yeah.
Here you go, the salsa. What is it? Somebody hit demo on their Casio. On their Here's the new one, salsa.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
This is where there's a part where they stole a line from next.
The breakdown part.
Oh. Merry Christmas.
So excited.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Done. No more. No more.
No, we got more.
Please, no. Mercy rule. Mercy rule.
The 10 run rule.
Yeah.
Fucking.
That was 12 runs right there.
You got enough left for two more.
Taking my shoes off. I don't give a shit.
Graham's like, well, Graham's gone. Who gives a shit?
Yeah. Fuck you. Take my shoes off. Take my pants off.
I mean, I got like five more if you want.
Oh, you but said I'm... five ago.
Are we there yet?
You said five fucking half hour ago.
God.
What's happening? This is terrible.
Jay really hates us.
I hate Christmas so
Jay
much.
Hates us.
I hate Christmas.
Mike is biting heart. That's how much he hates this. Well, all right, let's do this. I've got a few that I think weren't great enough to make the cut for the final.
All right, good. Give us a little...
I'm going to give you...
Give us a little snippets, vignettes.
All right, you want to do a couple of those?
Just snippets. Give it like, right. like 20 seconds, not even 20 seconds of each.
All right. You got to do a verse chorus of this one. This band is called the Utopian Accident.
Oh.
Which is very appropriate.
They're pumpkin, right?
No, they're not. And it's from a CD called Hey, It's Christmas.
Oh.
Volume 2.
Just thought you'd like to know.
Volume 2.
Volume 2.
Hey, it's still Christmas.
Hey,
Let's do another shitty album. Yeah. But what's cool about this one is it's called Masters in This Hall.
Whoa!
So they have the Ghostbusters sign?
Ku Klux Klan?
Yep.
Sing a cameo in this one?
Here.
Oh, thanks, you good.
Here it is. The chorus is awesomely just crammed stuffed in. Freaking hilarious.
It's like an iPhone ad.
Masters in this hall, hear ye news today. Brought from see and ever I you pray. Noel, 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 see me clear. Open our
Noel, 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 Noel,
is God's son so dear. Noel, 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 sin we love. God today hath come for grace and cast her down above.
Do you have a bag I want to throw up in?
Here's one from Iggy Pop. I don't know if I ever played this one before.
Iggy?
Yeah, I could not even believe Iggy Pop had a fucking Christmas song.
Of course he does.
Of course he does. And it's just fucking terrible. It's just him singing White Christmas. And they're just terrible. It's just terrible. It goes on forever.
Can we wait to, like, for 2 years for the next Christmas album song?
We should take a break.
Can we go order a devil's burger at your diner?
I think I need to.
Is he sleeping?
I wasn't a huge Iggy Pop fan.
No.
Probably have done the same thing.
You wouldn't be after this. This is a... Lou Reed threw this away.
Yeah, right.
All right.
Sounds like Lou Reed now.
Yeah. All right, that's good. All right, that's good.
All right, good. You got the joke out.
Yeah,
move
yeah,
on.
Yeah,
that was good. That was good. Whoa! It sounds like... someone farting through a didgeridoo to a white Christmas. There's one that...
That's my didgeridoo.
Iskin? It's really good, too.
Thanks.
This one was interesting. Jimmy Goodfellow sent this on Facebook. Play a little clip of this. This is from some sort of Batman musical that existed.
What?
What?
Somewhere in some way. Yeah.
Was the Batman musical called Na 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 Batman? Was it called?
No, it was called Turn On the Light.
Oh.
That's a spider.
Oh,
yeah.
I see what you did there.
Thanks, sir.
Is it spider?
Broadway jokes. All right.
That was creepy.
Sorry.
All right. So this is the Joker's Christmas song.
Oh, is it Jingle Bells Batman?
No. But they do a parody version of Jingle Bells in it, and they don't do that.
What?
They change it. I'm like, how could you not do that?
You go away from your greatest hits.
I know. It's classic.
The Batman's Christmas song.
So here's a little bit of the Joker.
Is it Mark Hamill?
No.
Mark Hamill.
It doesn't sound anything like the Joker. It just sounds hilarious. Sounds like some just cheesy Broadway singer guy.
Right. So far, it's great.
It gets better.
Yeah.
I'll decorate the city in ribbons of blood.
Mm-hmm.
Who's Dracula?
Dracula.
This is Jason Segel's musical from fucking Sarah Marshall.
I'll decorate the city in ribbons of blood with
like a Meatloaf song.
Oh my God, here he comes, round and third, coming to home.
He's stabbing that woman.
I hate that song so much.
He's going for the throat.
In every damn neighborhood, so Merry Christmas.
It typically Broadway songs always like the vocals always go along exactly with the melody of the song, like the music goes up and down exactly with the fucking vocals. It's so cute.
Oh God, okay.
Guess I had enough of this yet. I decorate
this city. Yeah.
What? Ribbons
of blood. What's
the ribbons of blood? Some
feast on every day. People. I'll
decorate this. How would I know this is from Batman?
Joker says he's in Gotham City.
Does he?
Yeah, he did.
Where?
He just missed it. Cause killing is my
business. Business is good.
It's
like a shitty Bruce Springsteen stuff.
Yeah.
Villains always break out of a song like this. That's what I said. Villains always sing about murdering people.
I was so... I'm just as embarrassed as when I went and I saw the fucking Spider-Man... Not the musical, but the Spider-Man, like, song thing at Universal Studios.
Oh.
You know how you go, like, Disney World and they have the Indiana Jones thing? Yeah. Where the guy, like, does the thing or whatever? So they had it at Universal...
jumping all around.
That's pretty much what it was.
Stealing the crown. Yeah.
Wow, that was really fucking good.
I was understudy.
Damn. It was that. It was that at Universal, but it was like the Green Goblin like hovering over and they were like, I'm not even fucking joking.
No.
I was so embarrassed.
All right. Two more to go.
Thank God.
This I found out about a while back, and I was like, no. This is it. This is the culmination.
This is it.
Of everything we hate. Of all of our worst Christmas songs of all time.
Yeah.
Because it's my least favorite, mixed with the one that started it all. And we're going to go back to our dear, dear friends, Straight No Chaser.
Oh, hey.
They get two this year.
They get two.
They actually didn't team up with Paul McCartney while they're on the same song. Your fucking least favorite song.
The mood is right.
Ow!
The spirit's up.
No.
Yeah, that's McCartney singing.
Is it?
That's him doing it.
It's not him, though. Like, they
it is him.
No, but he didn't, like, redo it. They just grabbed his track.
No.
They just grabbed
he
his
might have redid it.
Oh, because I thought it was just them without Paul McCartney. I'm like, you're doing a really good job on this.
Yeah. Simply having a
wonderful Christmas time. Shh. Quiet. The choir of children sing their song. All I can say... that at least it doesn't have my least favorite part there.
Oh, yeah.
With the three cats?
I'm surprised they didn't do that with their dumb voices.
With their dumb voices.
Because you know they would have had a field day with that. The vocals are different. I think he redid them.
Yeah, it sounded a little different.
That's not how the song is.
Because in the first one, he goes ding, fucking, ding, ding, ding.
You can auto-tune that shit. That's not him. He's not singing that.
No, he's not singing that. A wonderful Christmas time.
Simply having a wonderful Christmas. Was he even on this?
Yeah. There he is. Right there.
You know when
I'll
you hear this?
Call him right now. We're here
tonight. I don't have his number. Do you have his number? And that's enough. You know when you'd hear this? You would hear this in like a Macy's.
Yes! Yes!
You would totally
you would hear this. You would hear the original version in the Macy's. You would hear this version like a fucking H&M or like a
wet seal.
Did you say a lame Bryant?
No, it does.
Latin turtle.
Sounds like where I should buy a fucking scuba mask.
Yes. If scarves always on sale.
Oh, stop it. The
mood is right. All right, I got his number. I'm going to call.
All right, call up. Call up, Seggy. We're here tonight. We have questions. All right, stop it. We're calling Seggy from Train of Chaser. He's responsible for that fucking song right now.
Yes, we have his cell number.
Yeah, we do. This is what 5 years of this comes. This would pinged.
Imagine 5 years ago, we would have thought the guys we were making fun of, we'd be able to just call them up on their cell phone.
That'd be great. He's not going to pick up.
You've reached the tone.
Tone.
It
is voicemail.
I'll get back.
Oh, you're calling on the line.
Thank you very much.
Seggy. Hello.
Other line.
What happened?
Other line, bro.
Hello? God damn it.
Oh, you fucking blew it. We had him.
I got him. Relax.
Jay doesn't use a phone.
Seggy, so please leave your name, number, and time called, and I'll get back to you at my earliest convenience. Thank you very much.
Hi, my name is Jason, and I'm calling at 12:04 p.m. Eastern Time, or sorry, a.m. Eastern Time, and we wanted to get some more information about your Paul McCartney track on
your new album.
So,
ba-da-ba-ba-ba-da.
I'm in the white page. Just look up my
ba-da-ba-ba-ba-da. I'm singing it.
I'm hating it. They should cover the McDonald's song. Well, if he calls back, we'll get him back on. So that's got to be just the, it's like the fucking Voltron of shitty Christmas songs.
And I'll form the head.
Your all talents right. combined.
Are you guys ready for your worst Christmas song of all time?
Just to get it over with? Yes.
Wait a minute. Hold up.
Mike's going to stretch a little bit.
He's going to pull a hammy.
Oh, God.
Now we have to listen to this one all the way through. There's no turning back at this point.
Make it that much better.
The album that is called Death Metal Christmas.
Oh.
The beauty of this one is that there weren't even any vocals needed.
No.
It's just a flat-out traditional instrumental.
All right.
There's no bailing out of this, guys, once we're in it.
How long is this track?
I'm not going to tell you.
Oh, no.
Here we go.
Go ahead.
J.J. Rubelfuck.
Oh. He's German.
With green sleeves.
Oh, good.
Oh, sweet. They're making a comeback. We volunteered for this.
We signed up. We got our head shaved.
Never again.
We got our fucking...
Never again.
Drum beat is always just funny to me. It's never good. It's never like, wow, that guy's really fucking good. It's always just comical to me.
It's doing like, it's like 1632 time.
Yeah. We're gonna do this in 15:9, guys. Watch for the changes and try to keep up.
There is no Christmas thing about this.
No, it's
green sleeves.
Green sleeves, bro.
The hell is green sleeves?
It's when you get a cold and you don't have any tissues.
Okay. Hey-o.
Hey-o. That drum beat fucking makes me laugh every time.
Mike's gonna mosh. Mike's head banging.
Oh, he's got dizzy. Oh, I got dizzy. Oh, shit. Scream that guitar.
The song makes me want to blow off my wife's leg. That was for the Paul McCartney one. Can we just stop the song and ask her what movie she saw? Because it's going to be a lot more interesting.
The Hunger Games.
How was it?
Was it good? Yeah.
Can you free us from this song? God, this song.
We're about halfway through, guys.
Halfway?
Halfway! Meet me halfway!
Across the sky! I love this little thumb. Robert Loggia was in that piece.
What?
Robert Loggia was in that movie.
What movie?
Over the Top.
I don't remember.
What?
I haven't seen it.
He was a bad father-in-law.
Jay's actually bobbing his head like he's like this.
Well, how many times do you have to listen to this? It grows on you.
It does. Like a fungus.
I agree with Fart Pun.
I do too.
It's bad, but it's not as worse from tonight.
The fucking drummer doesn't even... He's not even following anybody.
Pay attention.
He's
just going off.
This drummer's got Parkinson's. That's what this is. This is what happens when you throw a drum set down a flight of stairs. This is what it sounds like. It's exactly what it sounds like. It sounds exactly the same. That drum beat kills me every time.
Oh.
Fuck. Second verse.
Shut up. Shut
sorry,
up.
Sorry, sorry.
Oh, you asshole. No.
Holy shit.
Stop that.
That was just the middle. That was the pause.
Really?
You don't appreciate how bad that song was until it stops, is what I'm saying. Once it stops, you go, oh, fucking thank Christ.
Yeah. Like,
and then
what?
You go, oh, yeah, that was the fucking, that was the worst. That was the worst. What do you guys say was the worst? You think that was not the worst one?
I just want to go home.
There was.
I literally want to go home and cry.
That was amazing.
I just want to cry on my big pillow. You've outdone yourself. I'm not going to be here for the sixth one. I don't think I can be. I'm going to have a colonoscopy because I think I'm going to enjoy that a lot more. Holy shit.
Who?
Wow.
Well, guys.
So, this is like, what, the third year in a row where I've left this being beaten and battered and fucking terrible and hating this holiday now. What do we do?
Devil's Burger.
Oh, I need a pizza.
I think we say goodbye to season 11. That's what we do.
Yeah!
We wish everybody a happy and healthy
Kwanzaa.
Holiday season. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy Hanukkah.
Hanukkah already happened.
Oh, whatever.
Whew.
So that's it, man. That's season 11.
Yeah!
Another year coming up?
No.
Another year, guys. I'm happy to be spending this quality time with you. I love you. I love you, Art.
How? What? I'm just gone.
High five, buddy.
Art's just been catatonic.
Yes.
Oh, my God. High fives.
That's it, man. Carlos Najarem sums it up perfectly. My will is broken.
Yep. That's again. That's a Hallmark card.
I have to say, you know, kudos to you and everybody else who helped out with these songs because I just want to kill myself.
Thanks everybody submitted.
Yes, thank you.
Yep.
If I didn't mention you, you know who you are. Appreciate it. And thanks everybody for listening.
Thanks to another awesome year.
Another awesome year. Two more seasons.
Vote for summer.
Yeah. Thanks to Rich and Allison, Simply Syndicated, all the crew at More Like Radio, Blue Point.
Oh yeah.
All you guys for listening. Graham for all the awesome artwork.
Yes.
All the people we forgot to thanks during Thanksgiving.
Yep.
Spread the word. We'll be back in a few weeks and probably mid-January-ish sometime in there.
Right on.
Enjoy your holidays and Happy New Year. I'm Jay for Mike and Art.
See ya.
See ya.
Crying.
Merry Christmas.
Don't forget to leave us a review and rating on iTunes and join us on Facebook and Twitter at Masters of None. Masters of None is brought to you by Simply Syndicated, lubricated by Blue Point Beer, and streaming live on morelikeradio.com.
Check out the website mastersofnone.com. It includes episodes, news, articles, videos, pictures, so much fucking more, man. Check them out. Masters of None. Masters of a fucking excellent domain name, I'll tell you that right now. Father too many.
You think they had it, think someone had it and they were like, we want that, we got it again.
You think they had to buy it?
I would think, man. Like you said, that's a good name.
Unless they got, they were going way far back.
Maybe they got, they saw that.
Maybe they got it way back.
How far back?
Way back.
How far are you going to go back?
Way back. As we go around like this. All right, check them out. Mastersofnone.com.